All right. Hey, dude. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Brand Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, and I am going to give you another reading, post-reading that I have shared. And the reason I'm doing this is because when I share different posts, I feel some people might read them a little differently than how I do in my head. And my brain goes on these little tangents as I go through it and I read it with different emotion and excitement and different ranges with my voice. So I just wanted to share this here, and also because I wanted to share a few more shorter podcasts, because I know I like long ones and I like short ones, and I like ones that I can quickly get in and out or just go through if I'm looking for one specific thing. So I wanted to add a few more of those in. But yeah, here we go. So I wrote this when I was 25, and now I'm 26. Yay me. But at 26, looking back, it almost seems like another lifetime ago that I felt I wasn't worth attention, love, success, or for things to come easy until I was the size I deemed perfect. Back when everything was scheduled, free time was spent looking and planning diets and next week's workouts. Grocery shopping and the gym was my social life, and I tried to keep myself busy from noticing how my stomach was never satisfied. Compared to now and the results I deemed so worthy of sharing and helping others achieve too. Like losing 10 pounds I'd gained after falling away and giving up on my bodybuilding dream because I physically, mentally, and emotionally was exhausted from trying to force my body to run in a way that it wasn't meant for right now. Or just period. That wasn't just a number on the scale that I lost. It was the guilt and shame of admitting defeat. It was the weight of yet another goal lost. It was the fear of not being good enough to pursue my passion. It was feeling less than all those people on Instagram that made it look so easy, and yet I couldn't do it. But I lost those pounds, which put me right back to where I started, and I couldn't feel more free about it. Because I replaced those fears and doubts and uncertainties with newfound confidence, not stressing about anything and everything out of my control, actually learning to enjoy food without the side of guilt that so often accompanied it, taking a positive approach to whatever comes my way in life, learning to believe in myself before anyone else does, having the freedom to live how I want without asking permission or getting a second opinion, accepting and owning that everything is my choice even when it's out of my control. But the biggest thing of all is honestly realizing and finding how much I really like myself all the time. And even on the bad days, I can find grace for myself. I truly love the person that I am, and that's something I couldn't honestly have said before. Even with the front of having it all together and encouraging others, I couldn't take my own advice. And now I'm not waiting to live my life until I look like everyone else, or the people that I deem to be worthy and successful of living this great life. Not wanting to enter that competition, to volunteer and help out, to go out of my comfort zone, to be a part of something bigger, or to accept that all I want in life until I've earned it. I've proven myself by not giving up and calling it quits. I've pushed through and created a healthy lifestyle that will follow me, change with me, and adapt to whatever chapter of life I'm in. And the same can be for you. I know you're tired, frustrated, on edge, and questioning if this is just the life meant for you. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be so. That life is more than macro plans, scheduled workouts, non-existent social lives, or hating the person in the mirror. It's about eating the food that fuels your body and life, but that you also look forward to and enjoy each time. It's about loving to move your body and having the freedom of it looking like however you want it to that day or lifetime. It's about having a social life that fills you up with joy and passion and excitement to continue on with your dreams and wants in life, all while loving the person in the mirror because she's taking you through this life and deserves as much respect and love from others as she does from you. I know how it can be a long and daunting road to set out on changing the way you view everything in your life right now, because it's all you think about at this point. But having someone who understands, has been in your shoes, and wants nothing but massive success for you is only going to make sure you go farther in life. So what scares you about committing 1 year to yourself? What's scary about a year focused on you and actually accomplishing the goals you set for yourself? Aren't you worth that at the very least? Aren't you worth enjoying this life you've been given? Aren't you worth experiencing feeling so alive in all areas? Are you worth feeling worthy enough to live your best self? Because I know you are, and I want to show you it's possible. With only a few spots available to work with me one-on-one, and get more support, attention, and actually be heard, maybe for the first time in your life, what's stopping you? You won't be signing your life away to ask me questions. You won't be giving me your firstborn child by booking a call. You'll be giving yourself the chance you know you deserve to actually get this taken care of now rather than later. So, my dear, what scares you about changing your life? All it takes is deciding that what you're doing now isn't working for you and realizing that what you want is within reach. Take hold and put yourself first for once. It's so much easier than you realize. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.